Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On many occasions in this series.
Well, if they've got some opportunistic goals, you know, we get a big goal at the end of our power play, you know, and they were able to come back and answer it in a fairly short time frame. And it seems like in each game at this point, that's occurred. And we've got to do a better job at hanging on to the momentum when we get it.
Mike, following up on that, they appear to be getting periodic odd mans against you, and then they're scoring when it's 3-on-3, and you appear to have coverage breakdowns. Can you address how they're scoring? What's the bigger issue for the Penguins right now?
Well, when you look at a couple of goals they got, you know, we give them a 2-on-1 in the first period. We've got to make better decisions in that area of the rink, obviously, so that we don't give them that type of a high quality chance. And you know, there's not a lot of risk associated with the Islanders' game. They've got numbers back. They have a defense first mentality. That's been their identity all year. That's what's brought them success. And so we know what we're up against. We know what the challenge is. We've talked about it since before the series started. You know, our identity is a little bit different. And but having said that, we have to have more of a discipline associated with our game and the critical areas of the rink so that we become a team that's more difficult to play against.
When you talk about making those decisions and not forcing things, obviously it's something that you talked about publicly for a couple of days, and I'm sure with the team, are they buying into it? Or is it just a matter of sometimes, you know, in a key moment you make a wrong read?
I'm not sure I have an answer for that. You know, our guys, they care. They want to win, you know, and they understand. They understand what it takes. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say they're not buying in. Sometimes, you know, hockey, it becomes a game of mistakes sometimes. And so we've just got to do a better job limiting some of the ones that we're making. That's all.
Mike, with the lack of offense and specific to your star players, do you sense any of them are putting maybe too much pressure on themselves, gripping their sticks tight?
I'm sure they are, because they have a lot of pride and they have a lot of care, and they feel that's their contribution to helping us win. But we just have to become more determined. And so, you know, we had a lot of looks around the net. The first part of the game, I thought we had a lot of offensive zone time. We could have got more pucks to the net, I thought, than, you know, we chose not to shoot the puck as much tonight. But I thought we had more significant zone time for sure, and we had a lot of looks around the net that we couldn't seem to finish on. You know, the power play had a couple. You know, there was a couple of rebounds that come to mind that were right at the side of the net. We couldn't seem to put it in. But so it's not that opportunities didn't present themselves. We just haven't been able to finish on some of them.
You mentioned the power play. You haven't had a ton in this series, but I think you only have one power play goal. Is that something that they're doing, or is it more just execution on your part that you haven't been able to score?
Oh, I'm sure it's a little bit of both. It usually always is.
How do you think the execution has been, though, with the power play?
I just answered your question. It's a little bit of both. We've got to execute better, and you've got to give them credit. They're defending as well.
Mike McCann was a late addition to the lineup. Was it just a matter of getting a final clearance that he was so late?
Yeah, he was a game-time decision.
Coach, moving forward, is there any big adjustment you can make or want to make, or is it a matter of just fine-tuning what you've been trying to do all along?
Well, you know, every game that we play, the coaching staff, we go through the film. We try to learn from it. We try to figure out ways that we can help our group. And so part of it is, you know, we'll go back again today. We'll look at the film. We'll see what we can learn from it. If we can draw anything from it to try to help our team, we'll address it with them. You know, we've addressed a number of things throughout the course of the series to this point. You know, I do think there's a certain way that this team needs to play in order to have success, regardless of who our opponent is. But certainly we'll try to learn from each experience here and see what we can bring to the table.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.